a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A tradie has charmed Australians after a wild interview. You know, occasionally, I mean, very rarely now, but you get out on the street, we get out on the street with a microphone and we talk to the people.
It's big on TikTok still.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Well, a tradie tree lopper has charmed all of Australia. Talking to a job seeker app, like they're doing some sort of viral marketing or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm not going to say their name because then obviously that'll mean it's worked. So I'm just going to play you the audio of this guy and you can see what everyone is loving about him.
What are you doing? How much do you make?
I'm tree lopping. I'm only on 35 an hour at the moment.
Tree lopping?
Yeah.
You're climbing trees, cutting down.
I had a bit of a hate for them, so I just used to love cutting them down. When I was a kid, I bloody fell out of a tree and broke me back in four places. Three compression vertebrae fractures by 30%, so I lost an inch in height. Should have been paralysed, but I was just fortunate Allah looked after me there, you know, so
alhamdulillah.
My mate came to the hospital and he goes, bro, like, I heard you broke your back, you all right? And I said, yeah, and I sort of waddled out of bed and I stood up and he goes, how have you lost so much height? And I'm like, yeah. Compression fracture, bro, it's
no
compressed.
No way.
And he's just like, that's wild. It's kind of ironic I've become a tree lopper, eh?
Yeah.
Getting me revenge. After a while, you start to love trees and you respect them a bit more.
Yeah.
I love them. I just reckon they're cool.
Do people get upset about you cutting the trees down?
Yeah, we've had it once. We had this tree hugger and he chained himself to this tree and old mate ended up just knocking him out and dragging him on the street. And I was just like, I love this trade.
What?
What a wild ride.
That is so many ups and downs. I'm like, oh, you cut trees. Oh, you hurt your back.
Yeah.
Oh, you lost height. Oh, no, you love trees. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, but you don't like people that try and save trees. You knock them out and drag them out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
People are saying, give this bloke a TV show.
Yeah.
He was such a good storyteller. I listened twice.
He was.
I could listen to this man recite the phone book, one person said. Everyone just saying, what a roller coaster ride.
That is amazing audio. Do you know what? Look, your story is a little bit different. I mean, he fell out of a tree.
Oh, I fell out of a tree as a child as well, but I didn't then take that as a sign that I needed to cut down all trees as my career.
No, but you did break your back on a swing trying to do a flip that a 75-year-old did.
Yeah.
And you did not make it.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for bringing that up.
And you've got revenge against all swings now.
That's right. Yeah, I'll really show those swings.
If you see any swings broken in the Geelong Ballerina or Surf Coast area.
Hey, I would never break them and take away the joy from the other children, but I tell you what, I'd give them a good talking to. Bowing heads at the park at the playground yesterday before the girls went out. I was like, hang on a sec, Daddy needs to talk to this swing. Gave it what for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swing said, come for me, old mate. Let's go round two.
I give it a push. All of a sudden, bang, it's back. Whacks me in the face. I can't win.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I love me a Giessen. Now, when I say that, do you know what I mean?
It's a wine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Uh-huh.
From the New Zealand part of the world.
It's a Marlborough? Is that what they call
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes, go you.
I have bought many a wine for many a woman.
But yeah, I've been drinking Giessen for years.
Sure.
I'm going to say like, damn, probably like 15 years or more.
You've been Giessen for
years. Well, I remember the first time I got it was at a restaurant. And then ever since then, my friend introduced me to it. And ever since then, I've been like, I'm going to get the Giessen. Now, it's normally about $17 a bottle, right? Unless you go to Dan's and it's $14 if you're...
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Whatever, right? But at the moment, I was like, you know what? I need to just have a break because I went to the Barossa and I had a bloody good time.
Yeah,
okay?
But a gutful also.
An absolute gutful. And yeah. I was like, I came back as dry as a chip and I'm like, I think I need to just dry out a bit. Just, you know. So when I was at the supermarket the other day and I ventured into, you know, fancy soda water territory.
Right.
And there's this one, I like this Japanese one. It's like, it's a little bit expensive, but these little soda water bottles. And then I looked over and I'm like, the non-alcoholic wine.
Oh.
Okay, I'm yet to dip the toe in.
Oh.
I'm yet to dip the toe. And look what I see.
Yeah.
A Giessen.
It's a non-alcoholic Giessen.
0% New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
How could you go wrong? You
$18.
Go wrong. $18, of course, with no alcohol.
The normal one,
yeah.
$17.
Yeah, right.
This one, $18.
Yeah.
It must be good.
Yeah.
It must be good.
Yeah.
And I chilled it. And I was so excited. I sat down and I poured a glass. Yeah. Jimmy was having a beer and I was like, look at me being so good.
Responsible.
And I put it to my lips and I took a sip.
Yeah.
And then I felt like the biggest moron.
Yeah.
I hated myself more than usual.
Okay.
And I was like, I can't believe that I have paid $18 for this absolute piss water.
Yeah.
It was atrocious.
Yeah.
It was like I had brushed my teeth and drank a bottle of wine that we had had over. So we had a party on Thursday night.
Yeah,
someone left it open on the floor, warm. And then on Monday, I found it behind the couch and thought, you know what? I'm going to give it a sip and just chuck some ice cubes in it. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
But worse.
That's
could
the
not
review.
Believe,
That's
could
the
not
review.
Believe that I had purchased this.
Yeah.
Like an absolute idiot. And if you have a look at the reviews, Tom,
yeah.
online, you're like 3.2 out of 5. Okay, well, I mean, that seems good. And you see a lot of these reviews taste exactly like the real thing.
Oh, so the person who's never tried wine.
This review is collected as part of a promotion. Okay, 5 stars. Oh, it tastes exactly like Sav. This review was collected as part of a promotion. Other people tipped out the whole thing, would not recommend, not worth drinking, I will wait until I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. It is in the bin.
There's your 1.8 points that they've lost is from actual people.
Actual people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel like such an idiot.
Yeah, Kalia, when she was pregnant, we were like, yeah, let's give a non-alcoholic wine a go. Yeah. Oh, awful.
Yeah, and I'm not like, it's not like I can do this thinking I'm going to get a baby out of the end of it. No baby in me.
Mm.
I'm just thinking of being healthy, and I'm an absolute idiot for thinking
you
so.
You shouldn't have tried.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are supposed to be going to a baby shower at the end of this month, but we're not going to get there because there's just a lot going on and our friends live sort of Western Sydney sort of area.
You're not travelling for a baby shower.
Well, we were going to. We love these people. We went to their wedding up in
Hunter. You're not travelling for a baby shower.
Yeah, that's a wedding. You can love them all you like, but you're not travelling up there for a baby shower.
These are the ones that we went to their engagement party and then booked the flight for 8 a.m. on the Sunday morning, not realising that being in Western Sydney doesn't mean you're an hour away from the... It means you're 3 hours away from the airport.
3 hours away from the local corner shop.
Yeah, well, yeah, so...
Really? I didn't know that.
I was gassed. I felt awful and we're standing in the foyer of the hotel and just waiting for our taxi at like 5 a.m. To get there for an 8 a.m. flight. It was disgusting. Mm. Anyway, so that's not the reason we're not going back, but it's partly the reason. Anyway... So they're expecting their first. They're quite a bit younger than us. And as I said, we went to their wedding. It was only last year. Mm. So, geez, they've been quick about it. Mm. So so they're not mucking about. But what they are going into it is blind, right? They got no idea. He is the oldest in his family and she's the oldest in her family, so, and they have no siblings that already have kids. So this will be the first grandchild on either side.
Yeah. Okay.
And whilst they've got some older friends, i.e. Carlia and I, they don't have we're pretty much the only ones of their friends that have kids.
Oh, so they're going in real fresh.
Uncharted territory.
Yeah.
I said to Carlia, I was like, I feel like... because we're not going to make it, let's give them a really nice personalised gift. Let's either make them a list or a little book or something that is just stuff that nobody tells you.
Oh, so really just scare the crap out of them.
Scare them, but no, like this will be useful stuff that... It's stuff that you make the mistake and then you go, okay, now I know to never do that again. If I had been told beforehand, I just wouldn't have done it in the first place.
Okay.
Here are my two things, right? Two things for my list. Don't ever point anything out while you're driving, because if you go, hey, look, there's a cow, and your toddler in the back seat doesn't see it or can't see it, they will proceed to lose their mind for
and
for the rest of the trip. But
I always say moo cow.
But I didn't see the cow. And invariably, you could be pointing as much as you like, but it's impossible for them to either follow your hand and see what you're pointing at, or maybe because they're in the back, the line of sight actually doesn't match up, whatever. But if you point out a hot air balloon or a bloody helicopter or something on the side of the road that you find notable, oh, bunnies. I see bunnies driving in from Lara all the time.
Yeah.
Never mention it because the girls won't be able to see it and they will lose their...
That is such a great tip.
Agree.
So
great
just
tip.
Don't bother.
All right.
Don't point it out.
Wow.
Here's the other one. Don't buy a three-wheel pram. They are...
Really?
They are three-wheel prams are the biggest lie told to parents. Oh, it's good. You can go for a jog. No, you can't. You know what you can do? You can tip your child over.
Really?
Bang. They're hard to maneuver. Give me two wheels and it's just like a normal pram. A three-wheel pram, you got the front wheel. It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
The four-wheel drive wheel.
It's like this. The wheel's like this.
Okay.
You can't see what I'm doing with my hand, but it's like... I just want to go forward. I just want to go forward. It's like, what? What?
Okay.
You want to go?
So
but I'm
like
sideways right now. I'm a wheel and I'm sideways. I don't know what you want me to do. Forwards. Oh, my God. Don't buy a three-wheel pram. They're my two things on the list.
Wow. So much energy in that. I don't feel that they're going to get that in a book.
No.
I feel like you need to record this as a live action thriller.
A video. Yes. Like a live podcast for them.
Okay.
I didn't have the same issues with a three-wheel pram, I must admit.
You probably got the good one. You probably spent the... $3,000
with the four-wheel drive tyre.
The only tip I'd add to this is don't both be tired. And what I mean by this is do not think, oh, it's beautiful. I'm going to sit up while my partner feeds and we're both going to sit there together. Oh, in the wee hours of the morning, this is wonderful. What a load of absolute bull you know what.
Yeah.
One of you... Just be punching out Zeds in bed.
Yes.
Get as much sleep as you possibly can. Let the other person be a zombie for the night.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? Get up fresh. Go and take the baby for a walk in the pram.
The three-wheel pram.
And let them sleep.
Yeah.
In the three-wheel. Absolutely. Okay. I'm fine with that.
All right.
Don't both be idiots sitting there like holding hands as your feet together.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
Tag team. Mm.
And my bit of advice is you made a terrible mistake.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm sure all parents have done this. I reckon your parents would have done it to you, Log. It's always happened. You change your version of a story for your kids compared to what really happened. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, I was trying to make it softer than that.
Come on.
We change a version. We rewrite history sometimes when we retell it to our kids. This has happened to us recently. About a week ago, given everything that's going on in Paris and the big sporting event over there.
Sure.
Of course, everybody, certainly my kids, are getting the spirit of all the different events.
Yeah.
And they've asked us a couple of times, hey, can we go and do, I want to do the 100-meter sprint. I want to do these. We're like, yeah, cool. Landy Fields, obviously, great option, but it's being... Redone at the moment. Be great once that's all done. So we've headed out recently to Deakin Uni to the track there.
Yeah, okay.
To let the kids have a bit of a run around.
Does it cost you anything to get there? Or are you?
No.
No, they'll just let...
It's open.
That's
to
you know.
Yeah. No, it's open. There's a great buzz. Lots of people out there having fun. Everything like that. Kids, boys are running around having a great old time. As we're driving into Deakin Uni... Dodsy's started saying, oh, boys, this is where I went to university. And she did.
Yeah.
And that's where she moved from Stall down to live on Res.
Yeah.
So I just sat there quietly. I'm like, here we go. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I studied in that area there. And that's where we had all our lectures and everything like that. The whole time she was telling the kids, rewriting history completely. it was all based around study, the work that she did, the lectures that she attended, so many of those, and no mention of doing a 3-year course over 4 years.
Oh, come on.
because the first year might have got away from her a little bit. Not one mention of the fact that the whole Resi crew used to just scamper across the Warm Ponds Highway over to the Ponds Hotel for the Wednesday nights.
Oh, yeah.
On a school night.
Mm-hmm.
Not one mention of the shenanigans that was gotten up to on that entire campus.
Resi is fun with Resis. I had some Resi mates. Yeah.
The resi mates know how to go, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
The fun stuff, you got to let them find out themselves. They've got to... They've got to discover it themselves.
It was a complete rewriting of history.
Yeah.
It was, oh, yeah, we used to do this activity. Like, oh, when we needed a break from our studies, we used to go to the basketball court that was just there. No, you didn't, Dodsy.
Like, you don't do that when we're like, what would happen on this footy trip? You're we just sat around by the pool.
His whole career. What his kids know of his whole career would be just a little left of...
Footy trips are for sightseeing only.
Yeah, exactly.
A little day trips.
Mm. Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.